but actually as parents, we must train them to be strong.
所以身为父母，我们必须训练我们的
I mean, my niece, she goes to an Ivy League school.
Right? 我的,
every day she see lesbians kissing and stuff like that, right? And on her building and stuff, right?
但是每天她在这个校园上都会看到这个同性恋的,
So in our world, a lot of things in this world is not good for us as Christians.
所以在这个世界上有很多事情对我们基督徒来说是不好的。
It doesn't matter if we work at McDonald's.
不管我们在麦当劳工作。
It doesn't matter if we go to Ivy League school.
或者去名校。
It doesn't matter where we go. If we are not rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ, it's very easy for us to lose our faith.
不管我们去哪里, 如果我们不在我们的主耶稣基督里面有扎根, 我们很容易会失去我们的信仰。
But as parents, we have to do our best.
但是身为父母, 我们必须尽力。
That means do our best to ability to train up our children in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we can do.
就是尽我们的全力, 让我们的小孩在主耶稣基督里面可以成长。
So with this seminars,
所以在这个讲习会当中,
the most important thing we should get take out of it that as parents, we must be close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该要学到最重要的就是身为父母, 我们自己跟主耶稣的关系必须非常的亲近。
And then when we interact with our children,
再来我们跟我们的小孩有互动的时候,
when we discipline our children,
我们来, 惩罚我们的小孩的时候,
when we tell our children to do certain things,
我们来叫我们的小孩做某些事情的时候,
most likely we'll do it according to the will of God.
如果我们跟主耶稣的关系好的话, 我们就应该会按照神的旨意来做, 因为我们跟神很亲近。
But if you don't live a godly life,
但是如果我们没有过着一个这个圣洁的生活,
you know, when I go to Hawaii, right?
我有时候去夏威夷的时候,
actually, of all the churches I go to, Hawaii members are the most happy members, really.
在我去过所有的教会当中, 夏威夷教会的信徒是我看过最高兴的信徒。
Actually, beside a Taiwanese brother, no one had PhD there, right?
在夏威夷教会, 除了一位从台湾来的, 弟兄之外, 没有人有这个博士学位。
They all work very simple.
那他每个人都有很简单的工作。
Yes, some of them work at Jumbo Juice, right?
那甚至有信徒在这个Jumbo Juice工作。
Most of them work in the hotel industry.
那大部分的信徒都是在这个,
we're not talking about supervisors and things like that, you know, a banquet, you know, one of those waiters wait at a banquet, right?
那不是说在旅馆做这个很高的职位，只是做 这个代位人,
but they're very joyful. Because over there, you don't care if you get a PhD, you don't care if you get a medical doctor, don't people really don't care too much.
因为在那个地方, 大家都不在乎你到底是不是有, 博士学位还是什么高等学位。
So they embrace all kind of, you know, career, all kind of opportunity.
所以他们就办法接受所有各样的工作行业。
Really, since I've been there for 8 years, I don't know most of what do they do. I don't. Right?
那我在那里, 过去几年当中, 我到现在还不晓得他们到份的信徒工作是什么。
Because they don't really take the time, they don't talk about their job, because they don't really care too much, right? They just work, make enough money, pay for their mortgage, and that's it.
因为他们在跟你讲话的时候都不会提到自己的工作，因为他们工作的目的只是赚够多钱来付房租。
But they are very family oriented.
但是他们都很注重家庭。
I mean, there's one household where 4 generations live there, right? And one house.
其中一个信徒家，他们一栋建筑物里面就住了四代。
And they are very happy.
他们家族呢，他们就很高兴。
Every time I go there for dinner, at least 20 people are there.
那每次去吃晚餐的时候，至少有20个人在场。
But they're very happy.
但是他们非常的快乐。
You get the great grandma, the grandma, right, and you know, the parents and the children live in the same house.
他们有着他们的曾祖母、祖母、家长，所有都住在同一个家。
So in other words, actually, for us, of course, being Asian, we put school as one of the most important things in our lives.
那当然身为亚洲人，有时候我们会把这个学业范围我们生命当中最重要的东西。
For me, I'm not against schooling, right?
那对我来说，我不是反对这个学业。
But not every child have the gift or one have the desire to go to college. Really, not everyone. Right?
但并不是所有的小孩都有这个恩赐或是能力或是喜好想要去上大学。
I mean, look, there's plenty of plumbers make plenty of money, right? And they're happy, they're fine. Right?
我们也看到有很多这个在修水管的也是有赚很多钱的。
There's a lot of skills. For me, if I didn't become a pastor, I think I would do some kind of landscape or something, right? I love the landscape, right? Really.
因为我们一个人可能有很多不同的技能，像如果我没有来当传道的话，我想我可能会。
Because I know being a therapist for this long, I probably go crazy already, so I need to be outdoor work with nature or something, right? Really,
我可能会想要做一些跟树木有关的这个工作，因为我之前 做这个心理辅导已经, 压力很大。
What I'm trying to say to you, actually look at our children.
但我想跟你说的是说我们来看我们的小孩,
what are they gift in? Right?
他们在什么方面上有恩赐,
and what do they enjoy in doing the most?
他们最喜欢做哪件事情?
But also look at our brothers and sisters.
那我们也要看我们各位弟兄姐妹,
if some of our brothers and sisters don't have high education stuff, we cannot look down at them.
如果有些弟兄姐妹没有高等学位, 我们不能看扁他们,
we must treat them the same way.
我们必须同样的跟, 对待他们,
that is the same way as our brothers and sisters.
这就是, 所以这跟我们对待我们弟兄姐妹也是一样的。
So the next one,
所以再来下一点,
don't argue with our children, right?
不要跟我们的小孩争吵。
Why don't we argue with our children?
为什么不要跟我们的小孩吵架呢?
Why shouldn't we argue with our children?
我们为什么会想要跟小孩吵架?
Okay, they are wrong, we are right, so no argument.
如果他们错的话, 我们是对的, 我们就不用跟他们吵。
What else?
还有什么原因吗?
I see quite often we argue because we think we are right and they are wrong, that's why we argue, right?
那时常我们会想要跟小孩吵架, 是因为我们认为自己是对的, 他们是错的。
Yes.
Right。那有时候也是因为父母已经在已经经历过有些挫折，所以想要跟他们小孩讲说，你们不要做这些决定，不然你们也会经历同样的挫折。So
in that case, why don't you do you argue with your children?
那在那方面，我们会跟小孩吵架吗？
You do. Or that's not argument, right? They're just teaching how to express themselves, right? And to question and stuff like that. It's different than argument yelling, right?
那有时候我会,
yeah, that's different, right? Yeah.
那有时候我会教我的儿子怎么来, 为自己的一些, 信念来辩护, 所以他知道说为什么他会觉得这样子。
Yeah. Oh, sister, okay.
Sorry, I can't hear you that well. Oh, so we can win with our words, but ultimately still lose.
Okay. Yeah.
Lose a heart.
Yeah, that's also a good point, right? But when we argue with a person, this means we put ourselves in the same level as they are.
那我们跟一个人吵架的时候，其实我们是把自己跟他们放在同一个
Between parents and children, there's no such thing as argument.
所以在父母跟儿女之间应该是不能有这种争吵。
I'm talking about little children, right?
我在讲是说年纪还很小的小孩。
Of course, if they talk, they express their opinion, express their ideas, that is talking and communicating. When we argue, this means we are yelling and screaming because of this, because of that. No, it shouldn't happen in any relationship, especially with our children.
那如果我们小孩子是想跟我们说话，要来沟通，告诉我们一些他们有的一些想法的话，这只是在沟通，不是吵架。我在讲的吵架是如果互相都在吼叫，那这不管在哪一种关系上都不应该有。
So when our children say something,
所以当我们的孩子说，maybe
start argue with them back and forth, right?
如果我们跟他们一直 来回的来吵架。This
means actually what they say to us, this means they are right, that's why we argue with them, right? If they are wrong, they are wrong. That's it, right? There's no argument, right?
那就是代表说他们说的一定是对的，因为如果他们说的不对的话，我们是不会跟他们吵。So
in other words, in relationship with our children as parents, we should never raise our voice to argue with our children. It doesn't make sense.
换句话说，在我们以父母跟儿女的关系当中，我们对小孩说话的时候，应该永远不需要把我们的声音提高，因为提高的话就来开始吵架。
The minute we argue with them.
那我们跟他们吵架的那一刻,
in their mind, they feel like, oh, look at my parents, right? They're just like my friend. I can argue with them, right? And tell them this and tell them that. And we don't want to train their mind to be like that.
小孩的心里就自动想说，我的父母其实跟我的朋友一样，因为他们开始跟我吵架。那我们不希望我们的小孩会有学会这种观念。
And also, we must teach our children, when you have something to say, just say it calmly, right? And express yourself so we can understand what you're saying without argument.
那我们要教导我们的小孩，如果他们真的想要有话想要说的话，他们可以好好的说，不需要用吼叫的。
Really, in the household,
那在家里面
，no children should hear parents arguing or we arguing with the children. Should never happen like that.
一个小孩应该永远不要听到这个父母吵架的声音，或是父母跟小孩吵架的声音。
What happened if a child grew up in with the parents who argue all the time?
因为如果小孩在一个父母经常吵架的家庭长大的时候会怎样呢？
What happened to the children?
这个小孩之后会怎么样？
What's that? Okay, they become very insecure.
他们会很没有安全感。
Okay. What else?
还有吗？
Is that? Yes.Yes.
他们就会从父母学习，以为说这个就是沟通的方法。
Actually, quite often they get to the point they don't know how to communicate, right? Communicate.
那时常会发生的事情就是这些小孩长大后就不懂得要怎么去沟通。
But if they see parents, their parents.
但是如果他看到他们父母
always talking very calmly.
讲话的时候总是非常的温和。
And as a wife or husband, we never try to win. We just want to express their opinion.
都很平静。那这个丈夫跟妻子讨论。说话的时候从来不是想要吵着赢。
And when our children see this,
当我们小孩看到这个时候
they also will learn how to communicate better.
他们也会学会怎么更好的沟通。
For example, my niece and nephew, I never argue with them, there's no point.
比如说我的侄子跟侄女我都从来不会跟他们吵架。
Of course, sometimes I argue my wife, but in a closed room, right?
你跟他们吵架就没意思。那有时候我会跟我太太吵架，但是都会在这个房里。
Because my wife and I are equal, right? In a sense, so we can argue, right, about certain things.
因为我太太跟我是同等的，所以当然我们在有些事情上可以吵。
This means when we talk about argue, we try to get our opinion across that we are right, right?
因为我们吵架的时候，我们是希望把我们的意见表现出来。给对方看，说我们的意见才是正确的。
But with our children, right?
但是如果对我们的小孩来说
only, like my nephew is 8 years old.
像我的侄子他才八岁。
Really, what can he say that really, you know, I had to argue with him?
他会有说任何事情会让我需要跟他吵吗？
Really, what can he say that I, you know, that he's worthy for me to argue with him?
他可以说出哪些东西值得我去跟他吵吗？
There's nothing.
绝对没有。
Just like Bryson saying earlier, like we live for so many years already, went through so many experiences already. At that age, a lot of them when they say something, we have to correct them, right? And explain to them why they are wrong, why when they say this. That's not arguing, that's just teaching them, right?
就刚才有弟兄分享说，我们已经活了这么多年，有累积这么多经验，所以我们要好好的教导我们的小孩，不需要跟他们吵架。
And the next one, if you take time.To say sorry for our mistakes.
那下一点就是说，我们必须花时间来向我们的小孩为我们做的一些错的事情来道歉。
Why as parents so important? How many parents say sorry to the children before?
那有多少父母对小孩有道歉过？
Okay. What did you guys do to say sorry to your children?
那你们是做哪些事情才需要跟小孩道歉呢？有时候我道歉是因为我太太叫我跟小孩道歉，我才道歉。
Do you remember?
Okay, okay. 那有时候因为也是。
Do you remember what you say? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
那有时候是因为我说话太快，还没判断好事情的时候，我就已经做出决定，然后后来才发现说我判断错误，所以我就要跟小孩道歉，然后让他们知道说，如果一件事情错的时候，我们应该赶快纠正，不要一直强调我们是对的。
So when we say sorry to our children,
所以我们跟我们的小孩说对不起的时候
，we let them know that we're only human being.
我们就要让他们了解，我们也只是人。
We also can make mistakes.
我们同样可以犯错。
So that's why if we get them to understand this, then when they look at us, actually they will learn a lot of things from us.
所以如果我们可以这样子来教导我们小孩，他们在我们身上也可以学到很多。
But sometimes when we are wrong,
但有时候我们错的时候，
we continue to say that we are right.
我们还会继续说我们是
对。And we don't say sorry.
那我们也不道歉。
Then it's how we are train our kids to be when they grow up.
我们就在这样子来训练我们的小孩，他们长
大后也是一样。Seven, I ever say sorry to you?
Seven, 我有没有跟你道歉过？
There's nothing for me to be sorry about, right?
是不是我从来没有需要跟你道歉？
It's true, right? Because
Well, 那这是真实的。
Of course, I'm sure I make some mistakes I cannot think of, right?
当然，我确定说，我可能有做错一些我现在想不起来的事
情。But of course, sometimes I say sorry before. Remember, I make you so sad. I say sorry to you.
那你记得有一次我让你很伤心，我一次有跟你道歉。
Yeah, because you know, being an uncle, because I'm much bigger than he is, right? Sometimes I talk down to him, right? He get really scared, right? So sometimes I have to say sorry, right?
因为有时候身为他叔叔，我的身高比他高很多，然后有时候。从很高的地方往下跟他说话会让他很害怕，所以我就跟他道歉。
My nephew is very sensitive, very sensitive.
因为我的这个侄儿他是非常的敏感。
So the way I talk to him, the way I treat him, I have to be very sensitive also.
所以我跟他说话的时候，跟他有任何这个沟通的时候，我都要非常，也是要非常的敏感。
So that's why of course when he first moved with us, I need to understand who he is, right? For me to be able to, you know, continue to train him.Right, to be a good person.
所以他刚搬来跟我一起住的时候，当然我也要花点时间来了解他到底是谁，了解他这个人是怎样。
Any question? Any other thought?
你有任何问题感想吗？
We take all this as a reference, right?
那我今天跟你们大家分享的，真的只是为你让你们
来
做参考。
Sometimes as parents, we can be perfect parents, but that children or child grow up and they just that.Right.
那有时候身为父母，我们可能真的可以成为一个完美的父母，但是到最后，我们的小孩长大的时候还是变坏。
But the most important thing is whatever do, make sure your conscience is clear.
但是我们最重要就是说，不管做什么东西，我们必须要有一个无愧的良心。
Not only with our children.
不只是对我们小孩。
Also with our spouse.
对我们的配偶也是一样。
Also with our brothers and sisters.
对我们的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
If our conscience is clear, whatever we do from our heart.And then we'd be okay.
只要我们有无愧的良心，我们只要凭着我们的良心去做就可以。
But some people say, "Oh, I hate that brother and sister," right?
但是有些人会说，我很讨厌那个弟兄姐妹。
And say, "Oh, my conscience is clear."
那就说我有无愧的良心，讨厌这个人。
I see it doesn't work that way.
但是你的良心并不是这样
的。When you feel so numb, you hate that person, means you hate them really bad. That's why you feel the numbness, right?
如果你可以。讨厌一个人，讨厌到说你的良心完全没有问题的话，这是一个很大的问题。
We have some members hate other members for 30 years, they still hate them, right? That's not your conscience cannot be clear all this 30 years. It cannot be like that.
我们有些信徒有恨另外一个弟兄姐妹恨了三十几年，那他的良心都完全没有问题，那这时候他的良心其实是有很大的问题。
Any, I think it's 5:25 already.
那已经5:25了。
Is the food here ready?
食物已经到了吗？
I didn't smell anything yet.
我还没有闻到任何味道。
Any question? Any thought?
有没有任何问题？任何感想
？It's a long day for us already today.
今天已经是很长的一天。那问题是，如果你的父母生气的话，你要怎么让他们平静下来
？So how do you get your parents to calm down when they were in a bad mood?
问题是，如果你跟你的父母在吵架的时候，你要怎么让你的父母平静下来
？What do you think, parents? As parents, if you argue with your children, how you get yourself to calm down?
所以对父母来说，身为父母，如果我们在跟小孩吵架的时候，我们要做什么可以让自己平静下来
？First, take a breath.
What's that?
First, you take a breath. Oh, take a breath.
那要先深呼吸。
And then what?
再来呢？
Oh, you still arguing, right?
深呼吸完还在跟小孩吵，那之后要做什么呢
？So as parents, if you argue, first you shouldn't argue with your children. But if you argue with your children and you go out of control, right?
当然，我们不应该跟小孩吵架。但是如果我们真的开始跟小孩吵架，那我们已经完全没有这个节制。
What can you do to calm them down?
我们可以做哪些事情来让我们平静下来
？Yes.
Instead of argument, we should discuss.、Yeah. So I think she should, as a kid, should discuss with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in this case, Kid has to say, hey, let's discuss about it. I have why I do this. I have certain reasons to do that.
Mm-hmm.
那刚才我们有讨论到说，如果跟小孩吵架起来的时候，我们不应该用吵架的方式来沟通，我们应该跟他们讨论一些事情。那如果是以小孩的观点来看的话，有时候是因为父母很太着急，然后没有给小孩时间，然后就没有耐心，就直接跟小孩吵架起来。这时候小孩可以尽量把在吵的事情慢慢转为一个这个讨论性的话题，然后开始解释说为什么他对某些事情有这些理由。
So that's why listening is a very important skill.、Right?
所以我们刚才讲到说要去注意听是非常重要的一个。
Any parents can sit down and listen to the children, you never have an argument.
如果一个父母懂得怎么去听自己的儿女，通常这个父母跟儿女就应该没有问题。
And the reason why our children argue with us because we're not listening.
那通常我们的小孩会跟我们吵架，是因为他们会觉得我们都没有在听他们。
Just like you say, Uncle Ping, you say, you know, as parents like, oh, you don't want to do that, you are wrong, right? And then you start to argue.
就好像 Uncle Ping 刚才跟我们分享说，有时候我们会跟小孩吵架，是因为我们觉得他们没有不懂这件事情，我们就开始跟他们吵。
Really, if you find out your kid is smoking marijuana,
如果我们有一天发现说我们的小孩在吸大麻
，sit them down.
我们就要把他们让他们坐下来。
Ask them, right?
就好好的问他们
Very calmly.
非常的平静的问他们
oh, How long you been smoking marijuana?、Right?
你吸大麻到底是吸多久了
When the minute you say that, the kids will be in shock. Why? Because like, wow, why my parents are not getting angry? Why they not yelling at me?、Right?
那当你们问他这个问题的时候，他就会这个小孩应该会马上很惊讶，想说为什么这父母没有马上对我吼叫呢
Of course, they would be in shock when we build to do this and listen.Of course, what happens when, as parents, when we hear a situation happen and we perceive to be very bad, that's the time we put our foot down, we yell, we scream, but quite often it doesn't work.
Because sometimes, as parents, when we see a situation
happen
and we see
the more we should sit down and communicate with them.
我们更需要跟儿女坐下来好好的讨论。
But for parents, a lot of times we get out of control. Why? Because we love our children too much.、Right?
但是有时候身为父母，我们都会失去控制。为什么呢？因为我们太爱我们的小孩。
But quite often we have no idea why they're smoking the marijuana.
可是很多时候我们都不晓得为什么我们的小孩会吸大麻。
Maybe the bully in school, right? Bully them. If you don't stop, I'm going to beat you every day, right? Maybe something like that happened.
可能是在学校有人在欺负他们。强迫他们说，如果你们不吸大麻的话，我们就会欺负你。
Why a lot of kids now they steal, right? When they go to store and they steal and stuff like that. Why? Because other bully force them to do that kind of stuff.、Right?
就像今天有很多小孩到店里的时候都会偷东西。他们偷东西是因为学校有一些其他的小孩来强迫他们要偷。
But when something like this happens, we blame on our child right away without sitting down and listening to them.Then we think it's their fault because of this they shut themselves. They don't want to talk to us.
可是有时候这些事情发生的时候，我们就马上认定是我们小孩的错，那我们就向他们吼叫。那这时候我们的小孩就心就会关起来，不想跟我们讨论。
So, how do you calm parents down when you're in argument where they get mad? Right? How?
所以当小孩在跟父母吵架的时候，小孩应该做什么让父母平静下来呢
？The thing that you don't want to say, say.Don't say, take it easy. Don't say that, right? You get the parents really mad.、Right?
小孩不应该说的是说，对父母说，干嘛闹这个情绪
？But really, you just say calmly, Dad, Mom, I know you're angry right now.
小孩应该就也是很平静的跟父母说，爸爸妈妈，我要了解说为什么你们现在这么生气。
And it seems that you're not listening to me.
感觉好像你们没有。听到我所说的。
Is it okay? I just go for a walk, and then I can come back, and you know, I can go to my room, and after when you calm down, then I can come back and talk to you.
我可以出去散个步，或是在房间等一下，等你们冷静下来再跟你们讨论吗
？When you say that to your parents, sister, your parents will feel so guilty.
如果我们有办法跟我们父母这样子说的时候，他们应该会马上感到很内疚。
How can my child be so calm and talk so politely, and you're in control and I'm out of control? The minute you do that, they'll calm down right away. Because they reflect themselves.
父母会开始来反省，想说我的小孩怎么可能 用这么冷静的方法来跟我说这些话。
So in other words, if a person is out of control, you must be in control.
换句话说，如果一个人失去控制的话，我们身为另外一方，我们必须这个保持这个控制。
If your parents out of control, you out of control. Everybody's out of control.、Right?
如果我们父母这个已经失去控制，我们也失去控制，那就大家乱起来了。
So that's why, actually, for me, my parents, I never remember I argue with them. Right?
我都记不起来我最后一次会跟我父母吵架的时候。
Because especially, you know, being educated in this country and my parents from the, you know, they are old and quite often they don't a lot of things they say they are not right, right?
因为尤其我是在这个国家接受教育的，那有时候我跟我父母讨论一些事情之后，我都会觉得说他们的观念是错的。
But quite often, you know, I don't argue with them, even though sometimes I express my opinion ideas to them, but I don't argue with them.
虽然有时候我会跟他们解释我的一些想法跟观念，但是我不会跟他们吵起架来。
But as children, we try not to do anything to make our parents angry in the first place, right?
但是身为我们父母的儿女，我们尽量不要做任何会让我们父母生气的事情。
And as children, we shouldn't, you know, I mean, as parents, we should not get angry very easily, right?
那身为父母，我们应该要尽量不要生气。
Seven, when do you feel that uncle is angry? What do you do when you feel that uncle is angry?
那 Seven, 你觉得叔叔生气的时候，你是会想要做什么呢？
No. What? When do you feel that uncle is angry at you? When do you feel when uncle is angry at you?
你什么时候觉得叔叔会对你生气
？Yeah, yeah. I know. I sometimes I yell, right? But for what reason? What do you do?
有时候我会向你吼叫，但是我为什么会向你吼叫呢？是什么理由
？I can't believe, huh? Yes, right?
如果我说谎的话
when you lie,、right?
所以当你说谎的时候我就会生气
so, when he lies, that's when I raise my voice,、right?
所以当我的侄儿撒谎的时候这就是我会把我的音量提高的时候
but almost everything else actually for me I can talk, communicate very good but when for him he compulsively lie so that's why I must make that very serious
所以对很多这些事情我都很冷静都没有问题但是当我的侄儿开始撒谎的时候
And when children lie, don't think they are cute.
所以当我们小孩撒谎的时候我们不要以为说这很可爱
Because it's a way to build their character. They will build their character out of that.
因为他们从这一步就开始建立他们自己的人格
Actually, besides lying and being so lazy, right? There's nothing else really I raise my voice about, right? But he knows. Lying and being so lazy, right?
所以除了撒谎跟懒惰我在其他事情上都不会生气。
Yeah. Okay. Any other thought at all?
那还有没有任何的问题、
yeah.
感想？那我觉得刚才我们分享这个对方在吵架的时候怎么让。彼此冷静下来的这个策略其实对这个夫妻来讲也是很有用的因为有时候我们夫妻吵架然后都没有任何结论的时候，我们就会决定说我们在日历上选另外一个时间来定下时间，然后在那个时间一起坐下来讨论，那一个人就会好好的把他的这个他这一方的一些东西全部都解释清楚，然后另外一方就在那里好好的听。
Yeah, that is very important.
所以这也是非常重要的。
The last time I was in Hawaii, I had to counsel six family members.
那我最后一次在夏威夷的时候，我需要这个辅导六个不同的这个同样家庭的人。
Because they can never communicate with one another.、Right?
因为他们都没有办法彼此的沟通。
If one person talks, other person talks, other person talks, other person, so the whole thing is always chaos.
因为当一个人说话的时候，另外一个人就想要抢着说话，那到最后就很混乱。
So when I do counseling with them, all I do is sit there. Okay, it's your turn to speak. That's it, right? And your turn to speak, and your turn to speak. That's all I did, right?
所以我在那里为这些人做辅导的时候，唯一做的事情就是 允许他们他们所以他们知道说什么时候是他们说话的时间。
And after all six of them communicate, they say, "Oh, now we can understand what's going on."
所以当他们六个终于有办法把自己想说的话说出来之后，他们就终于了解说另外五个人到底在吵什么。
They could have done that without me being there, right?
所以他们其实不需要我在那里帮他们，他们可以自己搞定。
Just like both of you make appointment, right? Yeah, let's make appointment to talk, right? That's it, right?
就好像。
Yeah.
就好像你们说你们有这个问题的话，可以自己约时间。
Yeah.
所以有时候我们这个约时间要讨论的时候，如果一个人对方还没说完话，我们就插嘴话，对方就可以说我还没说完，然后让我说完，那我们就等他说完的时候再继续讨论。
Yeah. I mean that's a really good process to do that, right?
所以这整个程序是一个非常好的方法。
Okay. Yes, sister.
那如果两个人吵架的时候，没有一方是对的，他们只是在表示自己的意见，那这时候要怎么办
？Yeah, so that's why there's a word, right? Agree to disagree, right? So now when you disagree, so you agree on disagreeing, right? So that's pretty much it, right? Because if there's no right or wrong answers, only opinion, then there's nothing to argue about. Oh, your opinion's like this, right? You like to eat stinky tofu. Am I going to argue with you?No, right? You like each single tool, that's it, right? I don't, right? Yeah. So, that's why we want to see which one is right. That's the problem, right? Yeah.
那所以所以英文里面才会有一句话说我们可以同意我们两个不同意，因为如果两个都没有对的话，就好像说我不喜欢吃臭豆腐，你喜欢吃，那我们就同意说我们不同意。
If some people say, okay, apple is better than pears, right?
你如果有人说苹果比水蜜桃还要好
What's it argue about?
苹果比梨子还要好
You know what I'm saying?
那我应该说什么呢
That means it's your opinion that you say apple is better than pear. And I think pear is better than apple. But what is there to argue? Why? Because apple is your favorite thing, pear is my favorite thing. There's nothing to argue about, right?
所以如果你最喜欢的水果是苹果然后我最喜欢的水果是梨子，那你说苹果比梨子好，我说梨子比苹果好，那这个吵起来没有意思，因为你喜欢吃苹果，我喜欢吃梨子，就是这样子。
So why do I want to argue that pear is better than apple? Why?
所以为什么我会想要跟你吵说梨子比苹果好呢
？Why?
为什么
？Yeah. Yeah.No, I mean, that would be serious stuff, right? That's not, no, she says something is not serious, just different opinions, right?
那好像书在那里讲的是这个，好像不再讲水果，是在讲可能比较重要的一些决定，比如说要搬去加州还是不加州。
So the reason I compare to fruit because a lot of things, it argue for nothing.
那我在讲的是说我们在吵不重要的东西的时候，那我用水果当例子，因为有时候我们在吵一些事情真的都不重要。
There's a lot of things we argue about. On the end, we're like, why do we argue about it, right? It's just like pears and apple.
我们很多
It's not a big deal, but we make it such a big deal.、Right?
有时候我们很多这个吵架的话题到最后都其实一点都不重要，就好像苹果跟梨子一样。
So, any more of us, I mean, it has to do with relocation and things like that. That's a big deal.
如果我们在吵这个要搬家搬去哪里的话，或者这一类的事情，其实这是很比较重大的事情，这就不一样。
Yeah, okay.
那我想要问的其实没有这个搬家这么重大，但是其实比水果还要重要一点。
You know, for me, if anything has nothing to do with salvation, it's not serious.
那对我个人来讲，只要跟救恩没有关系的话，其实都不是很重要。
Really, because when it comes to different opinions, different ideas about certain, that's not serious.
因为到最后，如果只在讲每个人的意见的话，这其实都不是特别的重要。
Yes, brother, he said.
Yeah.
最后啊。
那我想跟大家分享，就是我结婚的时候，我们结婚之前有决定，只要跟信仰、跟这个金钱、跟如何领养、如何教养小孩这三件事情没有关系的话，我们就不要吵。
嗯。嗯、yeah. yeah, right, right.
当然有，我会有时候不会遵守我们的这个决定，但是在大致上，我们都是这样子的来做决定。就是如果只是决定要去哪里吃东西的话，我们都不会去吵。
So next time when we argue, especially with our spouse, right?
所以下次如果我们要开始吵架，尤其是跟我们的先生或是太太吵架
，try to write down why we arguing.
我们可以试着、写下来我们为什么要吵架。
Then we look at it, right? Why we arguing?
那我们来看看自己写的原因。
When you stop arguing, you're going to start laughing about why we argue about these nonsense things, really.
那当我们冷静下来的时候，我们看看我们自己写的，就会觉得很好笑。
Quite often, why do we argue with spouse? Why do we argue?
那时常我们为什么会跟我们的配偶吵架呢？
What's that?Yeah, just different opinions, and sometimes we're in a bad mood, right?
有时候只是意见不同，有时候是因为我们情绪很差。
But that's really nothing. That's nothing really to impact our relationship.、Right?
但是其实这些东西都不应该影响到我们的关系。
Really? How? When the last time we argued about anything? You remember?
那我们最后一次吵架是什么时候？
Yeah.
那我们的这个那对我来说，只要这个不是重要的东西，决定都是随我来决定。那如果在讨论一些比较重要的东西的话，这时候我们都会有一方需要让步。那如果先生在不重要的东西上总是一直让步的话，那可能在重要这些决定上，这个先生就有比较多的决定权。
Yeah, really, when it doesn't come to faith, I really don't care too much, really.
那真的对我个人来说，如果跟信仰没有关系，我都不在乎。
But of course, if she does a certain thing that will affect to the faith later on, then of course I also will care.
那当然，如果我太太做一些。会影响到、我之后这个信仰的一些 的决定的话，我就会在乎。
So, in other words, if husband we feel like that, then everything else really is nothing to argue about. What's there to argue about, really?
那所以如果身为这个一位先生的话，我们都是这样觉得的话，那到最后就没有很多事情可以让我们去吵。
For example, she want to put 7 in the what is that class? The Lego class, right?
比如说我太太想要把 Seven 放在这个有一个乐高的这个班级。
And then at the time he was a little naughty boy. I said, oh, maybe he's not, you know, you shouldn't give him the Lego class. That's like, you know, as a gift, right?
那时候我的侄儿比较调皮，所以我想说不要把他放在这个乐高的这个班上，因为这样好像在奖赏他一样。
Then she said something to me.
那他就跟我太太就跟我说
，Like, okay.Okay, no problem. Yeah, put in Lego class, right?
那后来我就同意，我就说好吧，那就。
But I know if you continue to argue and fight, there's no point, right?
乐高班，那如果继续跟他吵的话，就没完没了。
So now, when really for husband, it has nothing to do with salvation, our faith. Just let it go. You have to yield. It's true, right?
所以对所有的丈夫来说，如果跟信仰、跟救恩没有关系的话，我们就应该让步。
But when it comes to our faith and salvation, we must put our foot down. That's the time.
如果关系到我们的救恩，关系到我们的信仰，这时候我们必须来做决定。
Okay, yes, Paul.
Sometimes I feel the argument because both have to agree. So one way to cut down the argument is cut down the issue which both have to agree.
那有时候我会觉得我们吵架是因为 双方都觉得说我们必须在某件事情上有个共识，那可能我们就要把这个在吵的事情好好的分析，决定说哪件事情我们才要都同意。
So this means even in the beginning you disagree, but on the end you want to agree.
No, yeah. I'm saying the reason is rather the reason you got argument is because she and I have to agree, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a different opinion.
Yes.
Okay. And so I just wonder if we have to say okay, well, for certain things you decide.
那我在说的是，我在说的是，因为有时候在某些事情上，我们必须要双方都同意，但是我们就因为这样子会吵起来，所以我在想说，我们这个解决方法是不是就让其中一个人去决定某些事情，然后另外一个人去决定其他事情。
Okay. I don't have to agree and just do whatever, you know, on that certain thing. It doesn't matter. So let's come out in the argument on the wrong concept that I need to agree, but that's not true.
那有时候我觉得我们吵架原因是因为我先生觉得说我必须就算我让他做某些事情的话，我必须真的很高兴的跟他同意。但是有时候不是说我不同意或者不想要同意，我只是真的完全没有意见，不在乎。那有时候我们是不是一定要达到一个共识呢
？Yeah, actually, it's not bad to not always agree.
那其实如果不是所有的时候都彼此同意，这也不是一件不好的事情。
But we still respect other people's opinion, right?
但是我们还是要去重视对方的意见。
Actually, that is very healthy, right?
因为这是一个很健康的这个感情关系。
Because we cannot agree with everything for everything, it just doesn't work that way.
因为我们不可能在每一件事情都同意。
And for me, every time I go out to eat, I order the same kind of food.Doesn't matter where I go, I order the same kind of food, right?
因为对我来说，我不管去哪里，不管在哪里，我如果去个餐厅订的东西，永远是一样的。
And my wife is very adventurous. She always order all the crazy food, right?
但是我太太就比较喜欢冒险，她会去点一些那些比较疯狂的一些菜单。
But sometimes she ordered all this crazy, but it tastes good, and I'm like, oh, can I have some, right?
但有时候我太太如果刚好选一个很疯狂的菜，然后吃起来很好吃，我就会想要吃一点。
But sometimes it doesn't come out good, and she asks for my food or can I have some of your food, right?
但是有时候她点的刚好很难吃，她就会想要吃我的。
But on the end, it balances out.、Right?
但是到最后就会平衡。
If she orders the same food as I always order and stuff like that, then it was so boring, right?
如果她总是点同样的，跟我一样也是点同样的，到最后就很无聊。
But if you know, if I order like different kind of food and stuff with her, then sometimes we're gonna go hungry because the food we order, we're not gonna like it, right?
那如果我们两个都是每次都是点新的菜，那到最后可能有时候我们会很饿，因为如果刚好 点的菜都不好吃。
So, really for me, because I used to be a very angry person.、Right?
那所以真的对我来说，因为我以前是一个很充满怒气的人。
Now there's really nothing that can really bothers me.
所以今天真的很少事情可以让我感到很烦。
Especially in a relationship with my spouse.
尤其是跟我太太关系当中。
The only thing that I really bothers me if something, you know, something gone with our faith, that's what concerns me the most. But beside that, really, if tomorrow she wants to spend all the money we have in the bank to buy something, I really don't care. Why? Because actually she's old enough, she should know that's not right, right? Why do I need to argue? Really?
所以其实只要不要影响到，如果太太只要不要影响到这个信仰的决定，我都其实不在乎。那如果就算明天我太太想要把我们银行所有的这个存款的钱都花在一个事情上的话，我也觉得没关系，因为她已经年纪够大，可以自己做这个决定，知道说这是对还是错的。
Yes, Uncle Peng.
What about when you go out and she orders something? Then that's good for you, ask to eat.
I would say no.
那如果你跟你太太出去吃饭的时候，你太太帮你点道菜，说你必须吃这个，这个对你身体好，这时候我们应该怎么回应呢？
Yeah, that's a good point. But actually, yeah, for me, yeah, my wife doesn't do that because she know like, yeah, it's good for me, but I don't like it, right? So I'm not gonna eat it, right?
但是像我太太就知道说，就算她这么做的话，她帮我点一个对我身体好的菜。我到最后也不会想要吃。
That's why with my wife, right? When she cook, I ask her, please make me some food. But when she make it so fancy, right? Everything's like gourmet. I say, I just want a simple rice and sausages, all I want, right? But she go out and make and take so much time, right? Because sometimes I tell, don't do that, but she want me to enjoy her cooking, right?
那有时候我就会跟我太太说，我很饿，可以帮我煮点东西吃，他就会煮一套这很非常豪华的。
But if I go out to eat, my wife she tell, oh, this is good for you, eat it. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to eat it. That's it, right?
他会煮很豪华的这个大餐给我，但是我。
So what happened if you say that? I don't know. You don't say that.
所以，当我帮我先生点这道菜的时候，到最后我就会学会，如果这样子点的话，他就不会吃。
Yeah.Okay, really praise and thank God. Let's kneel down and pray together. Just concluding tomorrow is another day, right? And please, try the right questions and stuff like that for tomorrow if you're going to come tomorrow, right?
所以感谢赞美主，我们今天讲习会到这里结束。那如果有任何问题或者感想的话，真的请你把问题写下来，那明天可以再继续。
Yes,
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ.